do not want to lead the witness in any way, but we do have to get to our final topic with enough time for you to dive into it. What did you think of what Kaepernick went through in Atlanta?
I think when you discuss this in a nuanced way, as I attempted to do this morning in my column, then, you know, nobody really seems very happy about it. In this hot take culture, everybody wants you to have a very strong opinion right now about what happened. But here are my three opinions that sort of conflict with each other. And I'll give them to you in very Cliff's Notes version. Number one, if he desperately wants to play in the NFL again, which he continues to say, he did not help himself at all on Saturday. Not at all. In fact, in the eyes of some, he really hurt himself. Just go out and work out, and for once, don't make it about all the people who are trying to wrong you. You know, he's got this, and again, we can discuss all the other things involved. Why did the NFL do it? Was this waiver proper? All this other stuff. Forget it. Go and work out. You know, go and show everybody just what they want to see, that you're still a good player. You've been invisible for 3 years. Nobody's seen you play football for a long time. Go and work out. And to continue to hear him say, oh, I desperately want to play football. I want to do this. And then to think of every excuse under the sun to not go out at when you've got potentially 20 or 25 teams that are going to watch you, I think is just the only word I can think of it really is sad. That's all I can think of. Now, the other part of it I will say is, in my opinion, the NFL, which, whether it was good intentioned or not, the NFL did a dumb thing. And that is, there was no need to rush this thing into happening. The NFL people who I talked to said, basically, this workout should have happened sometime in February or March, where people are thinking about next season. Nobody on November 15th or whenever this happened is thinking, hey, let's get Colin Kaepernick in here, teach him our offense so that he can play the last two games of the year. Nobody's going to do that. So why shoehorn this thing into your schedule? Give it some thought. And when you think about it, sit down with Colin Kaepernick and his people and say, let's talk about the ground rules. Let's get everything set up so at the end there isn't this back-and-forth bickering, oh, you're trying to screw me, you're trying to catch me, and all this stuff. Figure out the rules before you go into it. Didn't the NFL have an idea that Colin Kaepernick and his representatives would find something to be pissy about when they started this? And to some degree, rightfully so. Okay, so that's the second thing. But the third thing is, I thought Marcus Thompson wrote, and I don't know Marcus Thompson, but I read his column last night in The Athletic, and I thought it was really, really smart, which is that Colin Kaepernick is not going to do, which, and this is probably the reason why he'll never play again. Probably, but I still think there's a chance. But probably the reason he'll never do it is because if he senses any sort of injustice involved in the process, he's going to say, hey, screw it. I'm just not going to do it. It's more important for me to have ultimate fairness than it is to march to somebody else's drum. And that is, in essence, probably why he's never going to play football again.
Interesting stuff all the way around. And I know that what you know, you talk about wanting to discuss it in a nuanced, adult, just filling out an application for a job way, and there are so many people who want to continue to just fish in a pond of outrage and how we got here in the first place. I don't know, like, I mean, do we have more olive branches and doves, or are people still very hawkish on this? Like, the whole thing to me, just screamed of hastily planned and poorly executed.
Yeah, yeah, it was right. You're absolutely right, and there was no reason to have it now. I have not heard one person, not one person, all year say, man, I wonder if Colin Kaepernick has been working out, and I wonder if he might be an option for us instead of Nathan Peterman or whatever. Not a soul has said that. And you can blame a lot of people for that, but, and I'll say this because I think the NFL absolutely deserves its share of blame, whether it's Jay-Z, whether it's Goodell, whoever it is. They deserve their share of the blame for this for a very simple reason. They tried to wedge this into the NFL calendar when it needed some discussion before they call them and they say, hey, at 4 o'clock today, we're going to make this announcement, or however it exactly worked last Tuesday. But all I can say is this is the way I feel about things in life. If I desperately want something, and Colin Kaepernick says he, I don't know if he used the word desperately, but he really wants to play football. You know, football is a team game. And sometimes in a team game, you have to do some things that you don't really want to do. And if the control of this workout was so objectionable to you that you wouldn't put who you are right now as a football player on tape, I think that's Colin Kaepernick's fault.
Peter, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. And I won't make any promises, but feel free to plan something for yourself on Friday. We probably won't double dip with you this week.
Hey, you never know. Things tend to happen in the NFL this time of year.
Indeed they do. Thanks so much.